All right. Got a few here this morning. Boys, this is a flip from other weeks. I don't know what to do. Good morning. How are we doing? It's nice to have you here at Peace this morning. Did you have a good 4th of July? All right, I'm sorry to kind of make this kind of a bummer conversation, but it's going to help me with my message here in a second. And the message is this: do you guys enjoy chores at home? Yes? Wow. That's impressive. So what do you like about chores? I want to talk about that a little bit. What's like your favorite thing to do, chore-wise? Yep? Vacuum the stairs. Wow. We have got some responsible citizens. Yep. Meyer? What's that? Putting your clothes away? Do you get, you know, like, good feelings inside when you do that? No? Okay. Cool. Other chores? Do you guys like doing chores? Samuel? Mopping? Yeah? Kind of like some of these things up here. I got, you know, dusting. I like to dust. That's what I really like to do. Yep. Anybody take out the garbage? Yeah? No, Samuel? Not so much? How about doing the dishes? Or do you just put them in the dishwasher?
I unload the dishes.
Yeah? You unload the dishes. Okay. Okay. I like doing them by hand. I don't know. It's the one thing I really like doing. I really like doing those. And mopping. Do you guys mop the floor? Yes. Not really? Your dad does that one? Okay. All right. Well, thanks for answering that. Here's another question about chores. Why do you think your parents make you do chores? Why do you think they do that? Yeah, good. That's good. The house stays clean. Anybody else? Why do you think they make you do chores? Okay. Well, thanks for answering. Good job. Do they make you do chores because they're big meanies, monsters, and want you to, you know, this sort of thing? No? No. No, they ask you to do chores, guess what? Because they love you very much, okay? They love you very much. And here's the crazy thing. When you do chores, they're simply training you for what you're going to do when you're an adult. Does that sound exciting? Yeah? So when you're 18, it's not as if you stop doing chores. You're only just beginning. How does that sound? Yeah? Cooking, mopping, cleaning, dusting. It's only going to go up after you become an adult. Well, I bring this up this morning because Jesus, I don't know if you heard what we just read there in Luke chapter 10, Jesus gave some chores to his disciples. Okay, they're kind of a little different. Did you catch any of those chores he asked them to do out along the way? Maybe not. So he had these 72 disciples. You heard that. And he sends them out to do these things. Let me remind you. He sends them out to go out amongst the people. He asks them to give peace to anyone's home that he comes to. He asks them to cure the sick. He also asks them to eat any of the food that's served them. How does that sound? Does that sound fun? Do you guys eat all the food that's served to you? Sometimes? Okay. Yep. Even the mushrooms? Yeah? No, not those. All right. Yeah. All right. Well, Jesus has these chores. Do you think the disciples did those chores? They did. They did them. But I want you to notice one other thing about that's kind of surprising there about what we read. How did the disciples feel after they did all their chores? They did. It says that they were joyful and they were very excited. And I think they're excited because they get to do the very things that Jesus did. Share God's love, give peace to other people, and all those sorts of things. So what I want you to take away today, today's lesson is this. You can do those things too. Jesus gives you chores. Chores to share his love, share his peace, enjoy moments to make friends with other people. Because guess what? you're going to be doing those your whole life. Okay? You can't get out of them. And it's wonderful things. We can live with joy and do the chores that Jesus gives us to do. Okay? You guys are really responsible young men. I liked having you come up here. You can go back to your seats.